Decrying a one-size-fits-all approach to combating illicit drugs, the authors of the report said the United Nations should take the lead in creating a new cooperative international framework based on the fundamental acceptance that different policies will work for different countries and regions. Such a new drug policy should be based on principles of public health, harm reduction, illicit market impact reduction, expanded access to essential medicines, minimization of problematic consumption, rigorously monitored regulatory experimentation, and an unwavering commitment to principles of human rights. The International Drug Policy Project Coordinator for the IDEAS Center, John Collins, commented, "The drug war's failure has been recognized by public health professionals, security experts, human rights authorities, and now some of the world's most respected economists. Leaders need to recognize that towing the line on current drug control strategies comes with extraordinary human and financial costs to their citizens and economies." Interestingly enough, it is not illegal drugs such as heroin or cocaine that have proven most fatal to citizens of the death culture. As much as a third of the population, 100 million Americans, take powerful and even toxic mood-altering legal drugs just to get through the day. It is particularly scary to note that, according to some studies, some 40 million of these drugged persons admit to driving on public thoroughfares while under the influence. Pharmaceutical companies' profits have skyrocketed since the 1980s. From 1960 to 1980, prescription drug sales were fairly static as a percentage of U.S. gross domestic product. But between 1980 and 2000, they tripled. By 2012, prescription drug spending was estimated to account for $260.8 billion of national health spending. The success of Big Pharma has more to do with marketing than with the efficiency of its drugs. Attempts by the large drug corporations to convince healthy people that they are sick and need drugs is called disease mongering. To increase sales, Big Pharma invents new diseases, such as female sexual dysfunction syndrome, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, toenail fungus, male baldness, and social anxiety disorder, formerly known as shyness. These are but a few of the normal or mild conditions that have been represented as diseases requiring medication. In a 2014 article in Whistleblower magazine, editor David Kupalian foresaw widespread and increasing drug use was bringing America a real zombie apocalypse. Kupalian noted, "It turns out whether we're caught up in the huge illegal drug world or the equally huge legal drug world, either way, tens of millions of us are taking basically the same drugs to deal with basically the same problems, and we're headed for basically the same dead end." He added, "Though psychiatry is supposed to be helping us, it has lost its way and become the most drug-dependent of all."